You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Marisa's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
215-592-9494. You still have the chance to win the ticket to see Norfolk State and Delaware State. Michael Vick versus Sean Jackson at the Link October 30th. Just give us the best TV show theme song. Back to the phones in a minute. Rube, Jose Alvarado is back today.
He's back.
Woo! Yes.
How about that?
They're just going to run him into the ground, right, for the next month, I think, right? That's the move?
No, I think they'll be careful with him. But, I mean, he'll be used. There's no question about it. And he was bringing it 99, 98.
Yeah, he looked good.
I mean, this guy's got a great arm, and he was pitching really well for the Phillies. It's really unfortunate he's not going to be pitching.
It's so unfortunate, Ruben.
Yeah, it's big.
It changed everything.
It does change a lot.
Yeah.
But they do have Joan Duran as a result of that, perhaps.
Yeah, I agree.
They may not have gone that route and may have gone somewhere else. Had Alvarado been healthy and pitching really, really well, I would love to have gotten him anyway. But yeah, it makes a difference that he's not going to be pitching in postseason.
Richie,
I'm just curious.
Go ahead, boy.
I'm curious. I'm so unfamiliar with how it looks when guys pitch and use steroids. You know, like I'm assuming he was doing something for performance enhancement.
Said he was trying to lose weight.
Tried to say he was trying to lose weight. Who knows?
Yeah, whatever.
Do we expect that it'll look different when he pitches?
I don't think it'll look that different. I really don't.
Because I don't know. I mean, like, if he was.
No, it's a very fair question.
Enhancing his abilities. Yeah. Like, what is
his
it going to look like?
His velocity did go up than what it was, like, 2 years ago.
Yeah,
didn't it?
Look, I think Alvarado, he was at 101.
Maybe half a mile. Maybe
yeah,
half a mile.
It,
look,
really?
The point is, if he goes from 100 to 98, he'll still be effective. You know what I mean?
It's all about his command.
Yeah.
If he's throwing strikes and able to throw strikes consistently with his cutter and his fastball, then that's all that matters.
But John, I do think that is the like $1 million question for all these guys in these situations when they get in trouble is did that impact how they play and will it change?
Did that make him who he was?
I think it's a fair question to ask. I don't think it was a huge factor, but I don't know. You know, so I think it's fair.
Right.
I wanted to ask you and then back to the phones because we heard Elliot's thoughts on it. But the John Mechie trade, any thoughts on Mechie or on the Eagles, just the idea of the Eagles adding a receiver? Is it just as simple as undervalued asset? Let's take a shot.
Yep. He's a pedigree guy who was available. And yeah, they liked him. They remember the guys that they like. And, you know, they're all around. And I'm telling you, we'll probably add two or three more of those guys before this is all said and done.
Creating depth is a really important thing, especially with a sport like that where your injuries are, I mean, it's going to happen.
When they're guaranteed
injuries. Yeah.
And I think that's the thing as we're seeing like these position battles and backup battles and, you know, who's going to be the second safety and who's this. I think when we talked a lot, and we know DeCamera was huge on this, but about like losing Milton Williams and losing Josh Sweat and losing Darius Slay and CJ GJ and all these guys you lose. And you and I, John, have been like, it's okay. They have backups who are going to step in and, you know, maybe it won't be as good, but they'll be good in other spots. I think the bigger issue that we haven't talked about enough is the guys behind those guys. It's that Mauro Jomo steps in. The guys behind Mauro, you know what I mean? It's that extra depth that I think that we haven't talked enough about that might be an issue. We'll see how it all plays out. All right, 215-592-9494. Let's go back to the phones and talk to Gary in Vineland. Gary!
What's going on?
Hi, Gary.
Rhea, I'm with you. I want to see Romano in the bullpen, shaved hair, bobbing his head to Many Men.
Look, why not? Why not? Why at this point? Why if you're Jordan Romano, why not? Like, try something. I mean, no one likes
wild out there. Trying
no one likes the hair.
With the hair thing.
No one likes it though. It's been very. Yeah, the response
right.
has been unanimous.
You're right. Now is your opportunity. Yeah. You could actually ingratiate yourself to us, not through your pitching because that sucks. But your hair. If you make the effort with your hair, seriously, it might give us. I would feel like I got a little extra give in my assessment next time he's out there on the mound.
And here's the thing, too. Like Ruben pointed out, that the reason he's probably still around as opposed to having gotten DFA'd is the fact that he does have upside in him. Like, when he is somewhere. Right, he could be pretty good.
So, he should let that out anytime.
I'm with you, and I'm
soon.
Not expecting
he has
it.
He's had
but,
some really good outings.
No,
Ruben.
None of that. We're not doing
the month
it.
Month of August.
Yes, we're not
17.
Doing it. We're not doing it. But what I will say is shaving the head, if he did pitch better after, like, I think we would buy in on it. Whereas, like, if he has, like, three good outings
so
in a
row. It might work.
Three good outings in a row, none of us are like, I trust Jordan Romano, right? Like, we're all like, he stinks, I don't care, he could have 20 good outings in a row and I won't trust him. Shaves his head,
if
has
he
three good outings in a row.
Shave
we're
head
like, oh,
in
new
combination.
Guy.
Right? Right.
At least he gives him a chance. You know, I think this is where we're at with Jordan. Jordan,
so arbitrary, but I need you to do this, Jordan.
I'm not kidding when I say this. I honestly believe that your best chance at a career here is shaving your head. I truly believe that at the core of my soul. All right, go ahead, Gary.
Although I was the guy that said, Joel should go to the Olympics. He'll grow up. He'll learn from some pros. It'll be great.
Not me, Gary. Rhea was saying that, too. And I was like, Rhea, you're crazy.
What? Stop. Don't.
What? Rhea looked at me like I actually believe that.
He's going to come over and slap you.
it was not great. Not great.
I'd like Jordan Romano to do the monk, actually.
I'm surprised it took this
shaving,
long to get there.
Yeah. If we're shaving. We need to go back to
not
what we
sunflower.
Used to do with the rookies. The sunflower. I like that idea. Just the flower. I like the idea of the flower where you grow the beard into the strip of hair and you make it long. So it's almost like a lion's mane.
Yes, it is.
So these are the rookie haircuts. But the rookie haircut that was the biggest crowd pleaser was the Friar Tuck. The Friar Tuck. Where you had
such a bad look. Oh my God.
It's a bad
so
name.
Bad.
It's a bad Friar look. Tuck. All that. All what? That.
The Friar Tuck was, that was pretty embarrassing for those who were, chosen to go with that.
We actually
style.
Use the Friar Tuck phrase in my house lot whenever either Zoe or Ruben, or dog Ruben, not Ruben, is tired, they're tuckered out. We'll say we'll say they're friared.
Oh, man. Yeah, interesting. I get it. Yeah.
Yeah. So Friar Tuck, I like this. That's the move.
It looks so bad.
I think that's the way to go, man. He's got
Gary, good job for somehow getting us to the Friar Tuck. This is a great
that's
job.
The thing, though. It's so self-effacing. The Friar Tuck.
It's so ridiculous.
If you wear the
yes.
Friar Tuck, we know you're not taking yourself too seriously.
We honestly are just going to be like, are you okay, man? we're actually worried about you now.
Lost your marbles.
Well, yeah. I was told I wasn't allowed to do the Mauro Jomo anymore. Mauro.
you're trying to get Richie to sing, aren't you? I see what you're doing there, Gary. I see what you're doing there. That video made the rounds on the old social media.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah. Awesome. Oh, yeah. Made the rounds. I saw John Richie
Domo.
Moro Jomo, Mr. Roboto. Yes.
Oh, that was classic.
That was great. That was great. Gary, you got any actual sports points today?
Yeah, we can rally around this and win. I don't think it's the end of the world. I mean, we got a bunch of professionals, you know? And then if something happens like T.O. happened in the Super Bowl, that would be just amazing. This might be the thing that, you know, gets them going.
Well, it's the biggest one. I remember we talked a lot about it in 23 with the Reese Hoskins ACL tear as the playoffs were coming along. And we were like, ooh, maybe Reese mm-hmm. could come back and be on the World Series roster. And it didn't end up happening, obviously. But we talked about the pop that would elicit in Citizens Bank Park. I think if the Wheeler thing happened, it would be, you know, that times 10. Like, I can't think of a bigger explosion in that ballpark than if Zach
Wheeler. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Killer comes out at any point in the playoffs.
And I agree with you, James. This putting the Yankees, the Red Sox, and the Mets all in the one division with us is absurd.
I hate it. I hate it, Gary. Gary, you got a TV theme song?
All right, I'm going to edit this because it'll be better for radio, but making the way in the world today takes everything you got. Taking
a break. Big from answer. All your I was ways. Waiting for it all show.
You know, would help a lot. Wouldn't you like to get away? Sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name.
Gary, really good job, buddy. We appreciate it. I saw Fran Rojas not knowing what it was or trying to figure it out.
For goodness
You're
sakes,
not going to like this, but I know this because a rapper samples a song on a song. And I know parts of it. Yep, you know what? And I figured it out.
When did we start letting children produce it?
Figured it out. You said that like you were proud.
So you know what show it is?
Yeah, cheers, right?
Well done. Congratulations.
Yes. Oh, man.
God bless.
God bless is right. Are we old or is he young? That's what I don't know.
Yes. The answer is yes.
And I'm very concerned about both of those things. I don't really know what to make of it. Let's bring up Steve. Steve, can you help us out?
Hey, good morning. Good
morning.
Hi, Steve. I don't know.
Listen, it's
troubled is the word.
No, it's a Ruby Tuesday, so everything's good, man. Come on.
True.
Listen. First of all, with Zach Wheeler, hopefully he'll be okay. But coming back from this, man, you got to think about traveling on those planes and everything.
No, that's a good point.
It's rough. So
I didn't think about that at first, but the plane thing is a real – that's a factor, you know?
Yeah, man. I know this firsthand, man. It's rough, man. But, hey, who knows? Anything's possible. And what if we just had him pitch home games? Is that possible, Ruth?
I don't think that's a factor. I think, honestly, it's really about – I know the travel may have some effect on him, but, honestly, I'm not a doctor. But I got to believe it's – if he's able to pitch, he's able to pitch, whether it's, you know, flying or not flying. I just don't, based on, you know, all the information that I'm hearing, and again, I'm not a doctor, is if he comes back at all this year, I'd be really surprised.
Stunning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the way it feels.
I was talking to Cookie. I said, hey, man, it could be another Brandon Graham World Series MVP role, and that would be wonderful, but, you know, his health is really
his arm
important.
Was braced, and Brandon tore it pretty much right after he went back in. You know?
And again, there's just
a difference between
thing.
A tear and a clot.
Yeah, that's why it's one of those things where, again, and we would all love it if he came back, but we've all, you know, wouldn't begrudge it, obviously, if it doesn't. I just think it's one of those things where it's not a, a lot of times it's, all right, they fixed it. You know, can you handle the pain or, you know, whatever? This is one of those, like, you could die.
Right,
like,
right.
You know, it doesn't seem like there's any world where it's worth it to rush back, you know? Yeah.
The good thing about this is, and I know this firsthand because the medicine that's out there and these doctors, they'll be drawing blood every day for the first 3 months. It's scary, but thankfully they caught it in time, and he just has to follow the rules of the doctors, and he'll be good. Life will be good for him and his family, which is important.
Yeah, it's the most important thing.
Rube, with Nola the other day, were they having him testing different pitches to sort of get him back in the groove, the reason why he looks so bad? Like, did they say, hey, all right, we want you to practice on this. We want you to practice on this. We want you, like, you know.
And his first game back, Steve?
In the major leagues, I don't
look,
think
he just
so.
Came that's up from Triple A. There's no way.
He just hit a wall. He just hit a wall. And he couldn't finish some of his pitches. It's as simple as that. He didn't have the finish on some of his pitches and was leaving some stuff in the middle of the plate. Simple as that. He wasn't sharp, and hopefully he can be sharper because he needs to be sharper. His stuff is not the same as it once was, and he's just going to have to be able to, a little bit like, you know, what you see with Taiwan Walker.
Needs to get a bigger lead, maybe.
Yeah. He just needs reps, and hopefully he can get sharper and sharper.
And if he doesn't get sharper and he doesn't work out, do they put him on the roster for the playoffs?
I have no idea. That's a great question for Dave Nebraska and well, Topper.
It looked like he could give you about an inning, so maybe that's a bullpen arm. Look, now, right?
His experience means something.
Yeah, he's got 6 weeks. And look, he is signed for 5 more years at 25 or 27 per, so he'll probably be on the roster. Oh. Steve, you got an answer for TV theme song?
Yeah, anybody go with the Addams Family yet?
No, it's another good
great one.
Yeah, another great one. It's going to be hard to vote at the end.
That's
we got a lot
really,
of
to clap. Yeah, that's so catchy.
Yeah, it's stock too. All right, I want to play 2 pieces of audio before we go back to the phones about messaging to the team and to the fan base. Rob Thompson was asked about his message to the team about losing Zach Wheeler. Here's what Topper said.
Without Wheeler at the top, like, what makes in your mind if you don't have him for a while? What makes you think that Sanchez can assume that top role and that the guy that everyone's going to be looking to now?
As I told everybody, just be yourself. That's all we can do. Don't try to be anybody else because they're good enough just the way they are.
John, does that jive with you? I can see your face. It's not as motivational as
Holy
I was hoping
cow.
For.
They're good enough just the way they are. He just said that. But
just the way you
are.
Hey,
I do like the message. I like the message. I just don't like the way it sounded
I
when he
either.
Said it.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm with you.
You can't have players be something they're not.
I agree with
and
that.
And when they start doing things they are not or
that's
trying to do too much,
trouble.
That's when you got no chance.
I agree.
And that's the reason why some of the times when these guys are not swinging the bats well is when they're trying to do too much. And when they are relaxed and playing the way they know they can allow their abilities to take over, then they're much better. And you saw that last night.
Let's hear from Bryce Harper. Bryce, on why the team can win without Zach.
Why do you guys think you can do this without Zach if you don't have Zach? Just do what you want to do.
I mean, our starting staff's been great. I mean, from Sanchu to, you know, Ranger to, you know, Knowles, getting Knowles back is huge for us. Obviously, his turn didn't go, you know, the way he wanted it to. But we got a great starting staff. And we believe in them and we trust in them to go out there and take the ball every fifth day. And, you know, Taiwan's been throwing the ball great as well as of late. And it's been a lot of fun to watch.
I do like that Bryce there focused on the rest of the pitchers instead of talking about the offense will lift us up. We could do this. We could do that. He was like, we still believe in our staff. I thought that was cool to hear. And I think that's good messaging. But, John, you know, I mean, the fact that he – and look, he's been great this year. But the fact that we're gonna have to have a real conversation about whether Taijuan Walker should be the fourth starter in the playoffs. I mean,
playoffs
for real though, because right, because Aaron Nola. Like, let's play this right out real now, quickly, yes, right? I think is. Right now we Sanchez one, no matter what. Probably Ranger two, Lizardo three, probably.
Yeah.
I think it's how we, Aaron Nola. If he doesn't reestablish, Taijuan Walker continues doing what he's doing. It might be hard to not start Taijuan Walker in the playoffs. Like, it is.
Taijuan has have been a piggy, good all year long.
Or a piggyback situation.
Yeah. Which I can see. I mean, sure. Listen, he's done a really good job.
Done a great job.
We haven't talked about that enough, I don't think.
He's been phenomenal.
That he has done really well. He's getting soft contact. He's sort of reinvented himself, and he should get a lot of love for that.
He should.
He's bounced around a lot of different roles, and the fact that he's sort of locked down that five hole right now, that's pretty awesome.
And he's been able to, when you say, I mean, lock it down,
he's been
and
great.
Then maintain. It's not fluky.
Total last seven starts. Last yeah. seven starts, and his run support is putrid.
Yeah. Every time they don't hit for
him. He's literally, what, 1-0 or 0-1 or something during yeah. that time frame, and he's yeah. had like 6 out of 7 quality starts. I mean, I don't know.
I think
he's done a really nice
job.
He
deserves a ton of credit.
Totally. He absolutely does. And he's always been a guy that it seems like everyone in the clubhouse, they like him.
Yep. Great. Seems like a great guy.
The players always liked him. And as a fan, I didn't understand.
Me? Well, of course,
I couldn't understand why do all the players in that clubhouse seem to gravitate toward this guy. But it really does matter. And now you kind of see why.
Yeah.
He's put the work in.
Oh, no doubt. And to Rube's point, he's someone who's bounced around. He's like, go to the bullpen, come back, do this, do that. And he's done everything asked of him. I think he deserves a lot of credit.
Except when he tweeted because
that's a whole separate thing.
His feelings
the tweet.
Were hurt.
Right.
Or, yeah, he liked a tweet about
Rob Thompson.
Shouldn't have done it.
But it is interesting because I think that, you know, that was not even a – if Wheeler's here, we're not even discussing it. Is it Lizardo or Nola doing game four? All of a sudden, that comes into focus. It's going to be a fascinating kind of last 6 weeks here and how it sets up for the playoffs.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.